All right. This is an interview with, is it Marlene? How do you say it? Okay. Marlene Ward for the Youngstown State University Oral History Program. The topic is women's history and how life has changed for women. The interview is being done by Beth Burr at Marlene's home on Jefferson Street in Jefferson, Ohio. And it is the 26th of February, and it is 10 minutes to 9 in the evening. Okay, we're going to start back as far as you can remember. Talk about where you grew up, your hometown, what you did for fun, and then you can start into like early education and that sort of thing. So,
okay, well, I was born in 1932 and in Jackson, Michigan, which is where I spent the first several years of my life until after I was married. I grew up in a modest family. I had a mother and father and one sister, no brothers. My mother did not work. My father was a milkman, and I spent a lot of my summers with him doing that. And I remember back probably just prior to starting kindergarten. Don't remember much before that. Sorry.
That's all right.
But neighborhoods were very safe. You could go from one street to another and play outdoors. And we played a lot of Monopoly inside. We played a lot of kick the can, hide and go seek, and baseball outside as we were growing up. My sister was 4.5 years older than I, so we weren't real close while we were growing up, since have grown closer. I started kindergarten and went through elementary and junior high and high school, and as a senior became engaged, married, and right after graduation I got married.
Right out of high school.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I had taken all college prep courses to become a teacher, but never made it. my mother was always at home. I always have felt that it's too bad that more mothers can't be at home with their children and be there when their children come home from school, and I appreciate that. We were never really very close, other than the fact that I always knew she'd be there. We spent vacations together, all of our family in northern Michigan. Grew up with Jackson was about the size of Ashtabula, and it was a nice place to grow up.
Good. How did you meet your husband?
Blind date.
Well,
what can I say? He went to school with my older sister and played semi-pro football out of high school. And so I kind of followed that for 2 or 3 years after we became acquainted and married. And that was about it with him. We've since had 7 children, and all are doing well. So
good. That's an accomplishment in itself.
Yeah.
What about working? Did you work?
Having taken all college prep courses to be a teacher, I really didn't have anything very practical to start out in the job world. But I was fortunate to be able to find an office, a furniture store office there in Jackson that was willing to train me. And so right out of high school I started working there, and worked there until our first child was born, and he wasn't born. We were married in 50 and he was born in 53. So I worked there for a few years and got started there. But at that time we thought, well, my wages were $25 a week and my husband was making 40 or 43, and we thought we had the world by the tail, and according to the standards then, we did.
Yeah.
But it wouldn't go far now.
No, definitely not. Wow. That's amazing. Let's see. Going back a little bit, I want to talk about how major world events affected your family.
Well, I can remember when, during the Second World War, my father was an auxiliary police person, and we did have bomb drills periodically, and he would get on his helmet and take his nightstick and out he'd go. And a lot of people did build bomb shelters during that period.
My.
And so it was kind of, you know, you look back on it now and you realize that was history in the making, but
yeah.
At the time you didn't realize
right.
that, you know, so much. But you remember it, and I can remember when the war was over, getting everybody in the cars and going downtown and watching all the paper being thrown out the windows and things, you know, that was the big thing.
Yeah.
Do this strip. And I had one cousin that was in the war and had landed on Okinawa, and so we were, you know, followed him very closely. He came back and was all right, but he lost a lot of his friends and buddies there. We were very close with this cousin and his brother, and all of our growing up years, and they were more like brothers than they were cousins to us. And so we spent a lot of time in Kalamazoo, which is where they lived. And but other than that, I know my dad, during that period of time, of course, so many of the men were gone off to war, and a lot of the young boys, of course, were left without a male in the home. And so they would have community center type places, and the volunteers would go into these places and let the kids have sports and basketball and whatever. And that was kind of neat. We were pretty proud of him for doing
that. That is. That's good.
Yeah, it was fun. And once in a while he'd take me with him, and it was fun to watch the kids play basketball and stuff.
Okay. Let's see. Talk about when you moved to Jefferson. Why did you come here, and when did you come here?
We came to Jefferson. Our first son was born in Jackson, and then almost 10 years later, we had our second child, a girl. And so that was in 62, and she was a year and a half, so it was about 64, early in 64, that we moved here. My husband was working in a plant in Jackson, and they were building a new satellite plant here. And they asked him to come down here and open and manage it. And so that's when we made the move to Jefferson. And it's been very nice. It's been a small town, and the kids all seem to have done well in a small town, and it's been neat for them. They never resented the fact that they weren't in a big city, and they liked the small town. So and when after we came down here, we had 5 more children than after we came here, so we've been busy.
Yes, you have.
The last one being born when I was 43 and just before our 25th wedding anniversary, so that
added to the festivities.
Yeah, added to the festivities is right.
Okay. How have you seen things change for women over the years, from the time, you know, what you saw your mother doing to what you're doing to what your daughters are doing now?
Well, of course, my mother, then the women had a schedule every day. Mondays was wash day, Tuesdays they ironed, and Wednesday, well, she had club. Thursday was shopping. Friday they would change the beds and start cleaning, and Saturday they'd clean, and Sunday, you know, they rested. And that was just the way things went. And it wasn't until during the Second World War when so many of the women went to work in the factories because the men were off to war, that whole gamut got going. And whether it be better or for worse, I don't know. I always felt that it was a woman's place to be in the home. But I realize that the way society is now and the way prices and everything are, everybody has to work to keep things going. And I've been fortunate because somebody asked me to take care of their children, and that was about 25, 26 years ago, and I'm still taking care of people's kids. But I was able to do it in my home and be here for my own kids while they were growing up. And it provided an extra income for the home, and it kept me busy. And I just think it's awfully important that kids have a stable place to come home to and not be left alone. And as far as my one daughter that's married and she works all the time, she doesn't have any children. And she's constantly working. I don't know what she'll do when she has kids, but it just seems so sad because the parents don't get a chance to see their kids do their first things and grow up like they should. They're there, and that's about it.
Yeah.
So many of them. There's some of them that, you know, do well, but, and you can't blame the parents for, and the moms, single moms, for wanting to get out and away on the weekends. They have to have a life too, but the poor little kids are the ones that suffer. And I always feel really sorry. I see how some of the kids that I've taken care of through the years have no home life at all, you know, and that's the sad part of the mothers working all the time. And who's to say whether it be right or wrong? And I think that basically is what has happened to our young people, and they just don't have the stability in the home, and heaven forbid a parent can't correct a child, a school teacher can't correct a child anymore. It's just gotten totally out of hand, and I think that's basically what is wrong with all of our youth. A lot of our youth, I shouldn't say all, but a lot of them.
It
isn't their fault. If you don't have the stability of a home behind you, it's pretty hard to have anything stable as you are growing up. But not
true.
Taught right and wrong at home, you don't get it anywhere else.
That's true. I'm going to check this now. Yeah, since it's working, we can go on. Let's see. Did you have anyone that you considered like a role model, or anyone that helped form opinions and values that you have today? Anybody,
well,
a national figure, or just someone at home, or?
I took care of children at my next door neighbor's home. She was out quite often, and I took care of her three children. And she was quite a lot younger than my mom, and so I became very close to her. She was almost like an older sister, maybe, that, you know, I just enjoyed doing things with her and going places with her and whatever. But then after I got married, my mother-in-law kind of became my friend.
Oh, neat.
And I became closer, really, to her than I was my own mother. I mean, I could discuss things with her that I never could my own mother.
That's neat.
And it was. It
Most
was,
people don't like their mother-in-laws.
It was neat. We just lost her just before the New Year's. And it was kind of sad, but she did a good job raising her four kids, and I sure thought an awful lot of her and respected her a lot. She's a good lady.
Good, yeah. Usually you don't get that about a mother-in-law.
Yeah. And I did have, I was in Rainbow Girls in high school, and I had some mother advisors in there that were, you know, very helpful in molding and shaping lives too. It was a fun lot of fond memories from there.
Neat.
Yeah. help structure you.
Yeah. Do you vote today?
Yes.
Yes.
There's been times that I haven't.
Yeah.
But I am registered at the present time and am voting.
Good. So, yeah. Well, I ask that because women haven't always had the right. So
yeah.
It is a major step for us.
Yeah. Yeah. And people really should take advantage of that right too. Yeah. So do that. And, but it just seemed like when all of our kids were at home and I just didn't get up there. And now, since I've gotten closer to being 65, I can do it at home and mail it in.
Yeah,
and
good.
That makes it so much easier.
Yeah. Well, at least
still make
doing
it count.
It. Yeah. Great. What do you think about women in politics?
Well, I think it's all right for women to be in politics. Some of them seem to be doing quite well. I think some of them maybe aren't. But I guess you find that in any field. But, you know, like anything else, it's a change. It's like getting used to a female doctor. It's getting used to a female minister or anything like that. But it's a coming thing, and I have a son who is a male nurse, so that, you know, to some people is difficult.
Yeah.
You know, for him to get used to that too. So it's, you know, times have changed and people are going into those different fields, and I don't think if they've got the knowledge and capabilities that what gender they are should make any difference.
Have you ever been aware of any discrimination, maybe within your own family or just anything that you knew of?
Oh, gosh. Not really, I don't think, yeah. My one daughter that does work, I don't think she's ever had any problems.
Good.
As far as that, she's always been a hard worker and had a lot of management type jobs, and I don't think she's ever run into that kind of problems. I don't think anybody around here, you know, as I'm sure there are some, but
yeah. Other than the child care that you do, what else do you do nowadays to keep yourself busy?
Oh, keep myself busy. I go to church. Our children, we raised all of our children in church. And so I still sing in the choir, and I do a lot of knitting. And that's how I keep busy. And this time of year, my husband prepares income taxes, so I do all the copying and correcting and checking and getting those ready to mail. So that keeps me busy. Now, like today, I had a normal day. I had 11 children here to take care of. Three of them were 3 months, 4 months, and 6 months.
Oh, my.
So that keeps me busy.
Yeah, it does. It definitely does. talk a little bit more about your kids and grandkids.
Okay, our oldest son is now 43 and is living in Columbus. Has his own business at the present time. And then our next daughter is living in Virginia, Newport News, and she's managing a sports store down there. And then Timothy, he was in the service, and he's back now. He was living in Virginia, and he has just recently moved back to Ohio, and has just been back about 2 weeks now, and has just started a new job. He's trying to get his life back together and turned around, and he's living with Jeff. And our son Jeff is working with mentally retarded adults, men, in a residential home at the present time, and is getting started back into school to further his education in that field. And my son Ed is living here in Jefferson, is married to Kelly, and they have two children and one on the way, and he works at Lincoln Electric. And he had attended Hocking for a while, college, and let's see, Jeff attended Youngstown and Lakeland and Kent. Wow, he's been around. And Bill went to Ohio State and to Kent. And Robin went to Mount Union. And then Bob is married, has one child, boy, Justin, and they just bought a home in New Philadelphia. And they are both registered nurses at Akron General. And he has just been made a cop nurse in the emergency room and has gone back to school to get his bachelor's degree in nursing.
Great.
He's doing fine. And our youngest child, Kimberly, is 20 and is an EMT. She went to school down at Akron, St. Thomas, and is an EMT for the Jefferson Rescue Squad and likes it real well.
Good.
So that's our seven children. And so they all keep busy and they kind of keep us busy too.
Yeah, I guess so. But yeah, it's like, it's amazing to have.
Yeah.
That many and doing well.
Yeah, they're all doing pretty well. They have their ups and downs. I said it was a good thing I only had seven kids because there's only 7 days and each one of them gets a day for me to worry with them. A week, and beyond that, they're on their own. But they're all doing fine. They have their normal problems, but they're doing fine.
I think I've covered everything that I need to cover. Yeah, if you wanted to add anything else, or
been married for 45 years and still married, same man.
Good, good.
Hey, that's a plus.
Yeah, that is. In today's world, that's definitely a plus.
But, so yeah, it's been a good marriage and been a fruitful marriage, and we're really proud of all of our children and what they've all accomplished. And any drastic problems with any of them.
Good.
Good. Hope my grandchildren turn out as well.
Well, looks like you gave your kids a pretty good head start in life, so.
We tried. Did the best we could. We never did anything that we didn't take our kids with us or do with them. If we,
right.
If we couldn't take them and do have them with us, then we didn't go. Just the way it was.
Yeah, that's a lot of people don't do that nowadays.
They
leave the kids with someone else and take off on their own. And
we just never did that. It just never even entered our mind to do that.
Right.
We did things as a family. And consequently, now this summer we have rented three cottages up at Chautauqua, and all the kids are. We used to go up there when they were kids, and they're all coming and all going
great.
Up there together.
Good.
And, so that's going to be fun. We're
that will be a lot
that.
Of fun. Good. That's neat that you still want to get together.
Yeah, that's right.
that's an accomplishment right. as well.
Yeah, that's right.
Good.
So, that's neat.
Great.
And I think that's all.
Okay.
I can't remember.
Thank you very much.